The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? I am very happy and glad to see many are coming back to the church. And I love you all. In one of the parish, the parish council members, the altar society members, Vincent de Paul Society, the Knights of Columbus members, and other group of people gathered together for a meeting to discuss on how to celebrate the parish festival. After long discussion, they also decided to have potluck dinner. Each one was telling the items which they like to bring. One said, I bring pizza. Another said, I bring bean soup. Another said, fish fry and french fry. Another said, lemon cake, extra, extra. There was a man called David who was sitting little away from this group and listing everything. The person who is writing all the food items asked David, David, what you like to bring? David said, I like to bring my family. No power. God does not give up on us. God's effects are far more compassionate, constant, and effective than ours could ever be. On the fourth Sunday of Easter, called Good Shepherd Sunday, this is also the World Day of Prayer for Occasions. Today, we celebrate the risen Lord as the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. This image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd has an important task of caring for the sheep, protecting them, taking them to the green pastures, and loving them with affection. It is a job that needs total commitment from his part. The shepherd needs constant and steady watch over his sheep. When one sheep goes astray, others easily follow blindly. We read in the Bible, when Jesus saw the crowds as sheep without a shepherd, means people without direction, without guidance, hungry for word of God and meaning in their life. They had no one to take care of them or protect them. So when Jesus saw them, immediately sat down and began to teach them. Teaching is important, and also learning is more important. So Jesus knows the weakness of those sheep. That's why he began to teach. We know in the Old Testament, the image of the shepherd is often applied to God as well as to the leaders of the people. The book of Exodus several times calls Yahweh as a shepherd. Likewise, the prophets Isaiah and Ezekiel compared Yahweh's care and protection of his people to that of a shepherd. Ezekiel represents God as a loving shepherd who searches diligently for his lost sheep. The prophets often use harsh words to scold the selfish and insincere shepherds or leaders of their time. The Lord God, through Jeremiah, decrees doom for the shepherds who allow the flock of my pasture to be destroyed and scattered. In today's gospel reading, Jesus himself says, I am a good shepherd. Not like others. I am a good shepherd. And Jesus makes five claims in today's gospel. Jesus says that he knows his sheep, and his sheep know his voice. And also he says, he gives eternal life to his sheep by receiving us into his sheepfold through baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist, through his word, through the sacrament of matrimony and priesthood. So through all this, he takes everyone into his sheepfold and he safeguards. And also he protects his sheep by placing them in the loving hands of his Almighty Father. He goes in search of his stray lambs and heals his sick. He dies for his sheep. So these are all the things that what Jesus already did. What he told, he already done to his people, to his sheep. So he also wanted to take care of other sheep. The other sheep, Jesus probably meant the poor. Poor in the sense, what those people say to the poor is, he is a sinner. Since he is a sinner, he is a poor. That is how they compare the poor people, and they don't respect. Poor people are not respected. They are not given importance. So the tax collectors, they know the tax collectors are sinners. The sinners, the other sins people commit, the Gentiles, the Jewish people also call Gentile people as sinners because they are not belong to God. God belongs to us, the Jewish people, not to the Gentiles. So they are sinners and unbelievers, those who did not follow Jesus and those who did not believe in Jesus. So these are all the people who Jesus wants to take care. The society did not take care of those people. And already the Old Testament shepherds, they did not much care about this kind of people. And the religious leaders, they also did not take care of these groups of people. That's what Jesus says. I need to take care of other sheep too. These are all the groups that Jesus wants to take care of. Because he doesn't want to lose anyone. This is the intention of God the Father and intention of Jesus. They do not want to lose anyone. Because everyone are children of God. So Jesus wants to save everyone. Jesus wants to be a guide, protector, caretaker of everyone. So they need to be teach. So on this Good Shepherd Sunday, Jesus is inviting us to become good shepherds and good sheep. Do you want to become good shepherd or good sheep? You can choose. So everyone who is entrusted with the care of others is a shepherd. We know the pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, nurses, bosses, government officials, and politicians, these are all shepherds. Shepherds for the people. For the politician, we are the sheep. He is a shepherd. So ye need to be responsible. Shepherding a diocese, a parish, a civil community, a workplace, or a family is very demanding. These are all high groups, you know. They demand so many things from the shepherd. So the shepherds need to be dedicated themselves. They need to have commitment, sacrifice, and vigilance every day. Those who have these qualities will be a good shepherd. He will guide his people in right path. So we are called to be good shepherds, and we are becoming. Are you becoming shepherd or sheep? Whatever it may be, learn and be good. So we become good shepherd by loving those entrusted to us, praying for them, spending our time and talents for their welfare, and guarding them from physical and spiritual dangers. So the shepherd needs not one or two qualities. The shepherd needs so many qualities to bear their sheep. So, for example, parents must be especially careful of their duties as shepherds, becoming role model for their children by leading exemplary lives and living out what they are trying to teach their children. Parents are the best shepherds for children. And wife is the best shepherd for husband. And husband is the best shepherd for wife. If there is anything wrong in these two, everything will be wrong. Even children will be wrong. There will not be unity. So, on this special day, let us ask the Good Shepherd to care for us and ask for the grace that we may be his good shepherds to carry out his mission. So we all need to become shepherds. Shepherd to each person. Shepherd to person. Shepherd to group. Shepherd to different kinds of people. We must become good sheep. Being good sheep, we need to become good shepherds. Some of the people are chosen for the head of the group because they know well than others. So he will be appointed as a shepherd to take care of all the things that are there, to take care of all the people. Be nice, be good, be sincere, be open, teach them, love them. So, we have so many shepherds, you know, among our group in the church. So many shepherds are there. Is there any, at least one? Is there any, at least one shepherd among us now? At least one. Every husband is a shepherd. Every wife is a shepherd. All the teachers, all the nurses, all the engineers, all the farmers. Everyone is a shepherd. So, we need to have the qualities that Jesus asked from us. So, let us examine and see how far we are trying to make other people happy and how, being a shepherd, how I can bring other people to, as Jesus went to other people to bring, not only Jewish community, he went to everyone, he went to all kinds of sinners and all kinds of other people to bring them, to guide them, to love them and to bring back to himself, to in his fold. So let us pray that Jesus may help us to become good shepherd and good sheep.